This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, June 25th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Department of Justice commits to ag antitrust enforcement. EPA petitioned to raise biomass diesel mandates and HPAI and milk production. NFU, RCAF, pleased with DOJ commitment on antitrust enforcement. The Justice Department is expanding efforts to combat anti-competitive practices in the ag industry. Michael Cage, Deputy Assistant Attorney General in DOJ's Antitrust Division, told attendees at RCAF's annual convention Friday that DOJ will, quote, stand up a team of enforcers focused on agriculture based out of Chicago. They will have the leadership and commitment of our entire division behind them, he said. They will focus on the hard cases and the big swings. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue responded to the announcement in a statement. The increased focus on antitrust enforcement is a vital step toward ensuring fair competition and protecting family farmers and ranchers. In an interview with AgriPulse, RCAF CEO Bill Bullard noted that DOJ has been investigating the big four meat companies since the days of COVID. He said, quote, this appears to be a step related to that. Cage said DOJ hopes to learn from those in the industry. We have heard about troubling reports about the conduct of some buyers at some auction barn, conduct that could be illegal, he said, informing attendees how they can share information with DOJ or USDA. EPA formally petitioned to boost biodiesel RD mandates. A group representing biodiesel and renewable diesel producers is formally petitioning EPA to raise the usage mandates for biomass-based diesel. The industry argues EPA set the renewable volume obligations too low, leading to a crash in prices for renewable identification numbers, or RINs, and hammering producers. Clean Fuels Alliance America is asking EPA to raise the biomass-based diesel RVO for 2024 from 3.04 billion gallons this year to 5.1 billion gallons. That number is equivalent to the actual production in 2023 plus 500 million gallons. Clean Fuels wants EPA to raise the 25 RVO another 500 million gallons to 5.6 billion. The 2025 RVO is currently set at 3.35 billion gallons. The Clean Fuels petition notes that the group argued for higher RVOs when EPA was writing the set rule that fixed the mandate levels for 23 through 25. We warned EPA that a no-growth scenario, as was proposed, would have devastating consequences on the investments being made to meet the greenhouse gas reduction goals of the country. Unfortunately, we are now experiencing those consequences today, the petition says. HPAI can affect milk production after virus recovery, National Milk Producers Federation scientist says. The chief scientist for the National Milk Producers Federation says that while most cows that recover after having been clinically affected by highly pathogenic avian influenza regain milk production in 30 to 45 days, some don't. Some do not recover milk production at all, Jamie Jonker said in a webinar sponsored by the Council on Agriculture Science and Technology. In a follow-up conversation, Jonker emphasized he does not have the data to say what percentage of lactating cows may lose production completely, but it appears to be, quote, a small amount. The long-term impact of the H5N1 virus on production also is unknown at this point, he said. We're probably not going to understand until this fall if there's any lasting impacts for those cows that have been essentially been dried off because of the H5N1 infection, Yonker said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Supreme Court takes up NEPA case. The Supreme Court is taking up a case involving the authority of federal agencies to look at the indirect effects of projects when conducting National Environmental Policy Act reviews. The court agreed yesterday to hear arguments in a dispute over a proposed rail line in Utah that was approved by the Surface Transportation Board, but then blocked by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. That court found last August that the STB should have more fully considered the environmental impacts of the project, which is meant to increase oil drilling in the Uinta Basin. But a coalition of seven Utah counties and the railway company said the D.C. Circuit has been the go-to venue for NEPA litigants who want to stop projects, and that five other federal appeals courts take a more narrow view of the law. This court's intervention would restore manageable lines to the NEPA process where they have too often been missing, the county said in their reply brief. The court is expected to hear the case sometime this fall. The Wyoming Stock Growers Association and a ranching company in Utah filed an amicus brief in support of the petition, also asking the court to resolve the circuit split. Canned coffee brands voluntarily recalled nationwide. More than 250 canned coffee products distributed nationwide were voluntarily recalled over concerns that the manufacturer's low-acid canned foods process could lead to botulism, a potentially fatal type of food poisoning. The Food and Drug Administration notified the canned coffee manufacturer, SnapChill LLC, that its low-acid canned food process for the products was not filed with the agency. There's concern the process could lead to the growth of botulism toxin, which, if ingested, can cause dizziness, difficulty speaking, swallowing, or breathing, and general weakness. The products were distributed through various coffee roasters and retail locations and are sold under a range of brand names in metal cans ranging from 7 to 12 ounces, that according to the FDA notice. Recalled items have, quote, produced and distributed by SnapChill LLC under the Nutrition Facts panel. No illnesses have been reported, and the manufacturer is not aware of any instances of the products containing the toxin. At SnapChill, the safety and satisfaction of our customers are our highest priorities, and we are working swiftly to resolve the issue, the company wrote on its website. We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience or concern this recall may cause. We are working with the FDA on solutions to restart production within standards. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, June 25th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.